It's pretty good. And Richard Krajicek.
Wow.
Do you remember him?
I do remember him very well. He
made it to the Wimbledon final.
I think our next guest could probably think of that off the top of the head.
Craig Gabriel joins us. Craig, morning. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, well, he actually not just reached the Wimbledon final, he won Wimbledon, beat Malavere Washington. And the streaker walked on court on that during that final.
Oh, I like this. What part of the match, Craig? And may I ask what their name was?
Dick and Mel.
How old is he today? Happy birthday, Richard.
Richard is, he is 50, the big half century.
Yeah, spot on.
You didn't Google that.
No, I haven't Googled. No, not at all. Not, excuse me. No, and do you know who he's married to?
Oh, I like this already.
Mrs. Krajicek?
Not a tennis player?
Not a tennis player.
Famous actress that you've probably been to party with?
Well, you've got part of that right.
Actress
and party with, but I mean, not a huge actress. She was actually a Bond girl, Daphne Deckers.
Oh, we love Bond. Which one was she in?
Oh, goodness.
You know you've got to earn your money here, Craig. Daphne.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Hang on, I'll Google while you talk.
I'm just trying to remember which one it was. I can't remember which one it was. It wasn't Octopussy. I don't think it was Octopussy.
Okay.
sorry, I don't actually remember which one it was. It was Tomorrow Never Dies. That's right. Tomorrow Never Dies.
Okay. Yeah. I am now Googling. You can continue on the conversation.
Proceed?
Yes,
proceed. Craig, what are we expecting from the Davis Cup final? Scotty and I were talking a bit this morning about the future of Davis Cup. We'll talk to you about that shortly. But what are you expecting from this final between Russia and Croatia?
Yeah, I'm expecting Russia to win. In fact, they have won.
It's over.
Russia, it's all done and dusted. Russia cleaned up Croatia. It didn't drop a set in the final because it's best of three matches, not five as it used to be. So they won the two singles matches. Andrei Rublev defeated Borna Goya, who I really think has been the find of this Davis Cup series. And that was in straight sets, 6-4, 7-6. And then Daniil Medvedev accounted for Marin Cilic, 7-6, 6-2. So it only finished about 25 minutes ago or so. And they abandoned the doubles. They didn't play the doubles. So 2-0 to Russia. It's the first time Russia has won the Davis Cup since 2006. This is their third Davis Cup. So it's been a while. And I was doing some calculations. You talk about ages all the time. Daniil Medvedev was 10 when they won in 2006. And Andrei Rublev was 9.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. Yeah. And didn't Daniil Medvedev get in some trouble for their celebration after the semifinals, Craig?
Yeah.
What's he done?
The crowd started booing him, he's a character. I love Daniil. I mean, he's such a good guy. He's so funny. But he was doing a celebration of an impersonator. I think he said, as he put it, Cristiano does it. So I'm assuming he's talking about Cristiano Ronaldo. And then the fans started booing him. And then he says, keep going, guys. And then he added on again and said, it was such a great thrill to beat Spain in Spain, in Madrid, in the Davis Cup. He's just too good. I love him. He's such a good guy.
Now, what about Jack mentioned? I mean, Leighton Hewitt, when the Aussies bowed out, made it pretty clear he's not that impressed with what's happened to the Davis Cup. What's the general feel over there?
Yeah, well, look, it's a bit iffy on what they're proposing to do. I mean, they haven't made any announcements as yet, apart from the fact that next year there'll be four cities hosting the round-robin part of the Davis Cup final series, and then there'll be a neutral city, so five cities all up, that will host the actual quarters, semis, and final. And they didn't deny it when I said, you know, obviously all the discussion has been about Abu Dhabi hosting, being that final city. And they said, oh, there's still discussions going on, but there is a preferred city, but they wouldn't go into that. And they said, you know, they'll be open for bidding for the other four cities. Now, what, you know, they're expecting multi-year arrangements with these cities. But what I find frustrating on this is that there's no chance, for at least for 5 years, if anything, you know, was to go our way, that we could have a Davis Cup final in Australia, or the Americans wouldn't be able to have it over there. So that's how they're working it at the moment.
What are the players saying, Craig? Because ultimately, it's about them. It's about representing your country, and it's about winning the Davis Cup and the prestige. What are they saying?
Yeah, look, they're sort of mixed messages. None of them, you get the hint that they're not thrilled with this, but at the same time, they've got a little bit of an open mind. The suggestion has been they like this format of being at the one place and playing best of three sets, etc. But, you know, they haven't really gone into too much detail, apart from the Australians, as far as places like Abu Dhabi and a couple of the players were negative last week in Torino about, you know, the potential of Abu Dhabi hosting the actual final. So we wait and see how this is going to turn out. I'm at the moment, I'm not so sure. I mean, there's no history of tennis really in Abu Dhabi other than some exhibitions. So I don't know. The jury is most definitely out on this at this point, and we'll see what they actually come up with.
Now, Craig, I'm going to ask you an easy question that you've been asked 500 times in the last 3 months. Will Novak be in Melbourne in a month's time?
Oh,
it's an easy one.
I have been copying it left, right, and centre on Twitter because I put a tweet out a day or two ago that said Novak has had the most amazing year, but three things he targeted: the Davis Cup, Olympic gold medal, and the Grand Slam. He failed on each one of those. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, no. Did you use the word failed?
Did I what?
Did you use the word failed? They probably didn't like that.
Yeah, I said he failed on all three. The thing is, the tweet has attracted, I think, 150,000 impressions already.
I'm just reading the tweet, Craig. There's 263 replies, 188 retweets, and 614 likes on it.
I love it. Yes, I'm there. That's a record for me, actually, 200 and whatever. So as far as the original question, I would say at this point, no. He was asked about it. I asked him the other day when he lost. I said, we're not going to see you again this year. What are your plans for next year? And, you know, he was mumbling, it's not the time. You know, I just lost and all this. And then an Italian jumped in afterwards and said, what are you going to do about going to Australia? And he says, I'm not saying anything. You'll know before Christmas. So, you know, he's not committing. And my gut feeling at the moment is no.
Well, Craig Tolley said a couple of weeks ago, the actual entries and visas and all that probably close in the next week or so. So we should know.
Yep, we should know. And if he is coming, then we know he's been vaccinated. Because we obviously, the players and nobody's going to be allowed on site without being vaccinated. I've had three, so I'm okay. Maybe I could play for Novak.
I've got a sneaking suspicion he is, and he's just playing this game of privacy and making a point.
Why? Why would?
I know. Yeah. I don't know. I
don't know. You know. Well, the other thing is what is really cheesing me off with a lot of the foreign media is they're pinning this on us on Tennis Australia. They're all but blaming Tennis Australia. Oh, what do you think of Tennis Australia's decision? Has been questions to Novak, and it's got nothing to do with Tennis Australia. They're following the state government. They have to follow what Dan Andrews says. Yeah, and the players know that because the players have been having a crack back at the media that have been asking the question that way.
Craig, thanks for joining us. As always, we appreciate your time.
I'm heading home. Okay.
Well, you got it confirmed? Will you get home?
Look, I hope so, unless the Djokovic jokers have something to do with it.
Just about to say, be careful when you're tweeting about Novak Djokovic. Craig Gabriel joining us on the Summer Breakfast Club. Will he be here next month or not?
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think he's taking the mickey out of it, and he has been jabbed, and he just wants to make a point about privacy and a bit of... I think that. But then his dad coming out and having a spray the other week was a bit of a worry. I think he will. There you go. I think it's all a bit of a charade. And he's made his point, clearly. But then if he turns up, then we're going to talk about, why didn't you tell us, when did you get your vaccine? Like, it's all going to be about his vaccination.
Yeah, well, the whole thing's going to be regardless, isn't it? If he's not here, we're talking about it. If he is here... we're saying, well, you weren't honest in the first place.
Or did you just get it last week and here you are, let's go? I mean, it's his greatest chance. He wants to obviously be the best, and he's a $1 to make the final in Australia. Mm. He just turns up, he makes the final. Mm. Roger's not here, Rafa coming off an injury. Medvedev's flying. There are a couple of them who look like they're legit, but you'd still have him. So come here and become the best ever. Makes a lot of sense, but... Vaccination.
NFL scores at the moment. Do you want to know?
Yes. Tell me everything.
Okay. Colts leading the Texans 14-0. Just about to get underway for the third period. Lions leading the Vikings 20-6. Miami leading New York. Yeah, the Lions leading 20-6.
Wow.
Miami leading the Giants 10-6. Early stages in the third. The Buccaneers, which is the game that we've got on our screens here in the studio, 20-17 over the Falcons. The Eagles leading the New York Jets, 24-18. And the Cardinals, 21-7 over the Bears. The other game at halftime is the Chargers leading the Bengals, 24-13. Rams and Jaguars, Raiders and Washington, Steelers, Ravens, Seahawks, 49ers, Chiefs and Broncos all still to come.
Disappointing.
How would your tips have gone then? Because you can say this.
There's no major upsets there. The Bengals I would have had. They're at home, I think. I'm not happy with that. That would have been a setback. But on my fantasy, there's a tight end. I can't even talk about it. He scored 3 touchdowns or something. It's unheard of. And he's playing for my opposition.
Well, that hurts you.
That's okay. It's NFL Monday. We'll get excited.
That's why you got to get your tips
in. Look, there it is again, Jack on the TV. The Melbourne people.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. Out of 7, we'll get to it,
Scotty. I might go for my coffee break then.
We need one. 1-300-652-927. We're on the text 0416-90-50-52.